Photo: WB Restaurant honors 13 fallen service members with table tribute. By Amy Furr on September 2, 2021. A restaurant in Clarksburg, West Virginia, is honoring the 13 service members who died in Kabul, Afghanistan, with a moving display. The Texas Roadhouse restaurant located on Emily Drive reserved a table with 13 chairs to represent the fallen heroes, WDTV reported Thursday. Each place features a card with the service member's name written on it and a glass of beer. A Texas Roadhouse employee tells 5 News that guests and veteran employees have been adding their own military items to the table, the outlet reported. Facebook user and restaurant employee Jocelyn Stevens shared the photos of the tribute Wednesday morning and said the establishment won't forget the 13 fallen. The pictures showed what appeared to be candles on the plates, a folded American flag at the center of the table, and a teddy bear sitting nearby. Social media users said they loved the tribute and expressed their gratitude to the restaurant workers. "Amazing, thank you for doing this," one person commented. "Wow, that is so amazing. God bless our fallen soldiers and their families," another replied. Texas Roadhouse's main Facebook page shared a picture Sunday of a similar tribute, writing, "We'd like to take a moment to honor the 13 service members whose lives were taken during the Kabul airport attack. Thank you for your service and sacrifice, we salute you," the post read. Last week, a New York brewery named First Line Brewing said it would be leaving 13 beers at a reserve table for the fallen service members killed in Afghanistan during the terrorist attack. 13 glasses will sit untouched at this reserve table all night for the 13 American troops who were killed in Afghanistan on August 26, the brewery said, adding, "These brave, courageous individuals paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country." During Tuesday's game against the Colorado Rockies, the Texas Rangers reserved 13 seats and draped them with American flags to honor the memories of the 13 service members who died. "Remembering our fallen heroes tonight," the team wrote in a Twitter post along with photos of the seats.